So the context for that really is the global HERA trial. Women finished all their chemotherapy, they finished their radiation therapy, and then they were randomized to either no further treatment, 1 or 2 years of trastuzumab. And the data that were presented were for 1 year of trastuzumab treatment. And that study also showed a dramatic lowering of the risk of recurrence, again, cutting the risk by nearly 50%. I think it was 46% in the actual numbers, again, with very short follow-up on the order of only 1 to 2 years on average, but a very statistically and clinically apparent reduction in risk of recurrence. So the drug works after you finished all your chemotherapy and radiation at preventing recurrence. Because of the short follow-up, there was no survival advantage as yet in the HERA trial. Then to circle back to the intergroup experience, so the three arms of the intergroup trial were chemotherapy alone, chemotherapy followed in sequence by trastuzumab, or chemotherapy where one began the trastuzumab at the same time as the patient was getting that paclitaxel. And comparing chemotherapy alone versus concurrent chemotherapy trastuzumab, there was a big difference, this 50% risk reduction. And by contrast, when they compared chemotherapy alone versus chemotherapy followed by sequential trastuzumab, so-called arm B of the intergroup study, there was no apparent difference. There was a 13% risk reduction, which was not statistically significant. Frankly, it is hard to square the results of the HERA trial with the results of the North American intergroup study. And the most likely explanation is that there still is some benefit for sequential trastuzumab therapy, but that benefit is modest. Perhaps the fact that everyone got a taxane in the intergroup study compared to the HERA trial, where most women did not get taxanes, perhaps that vitiated some of the gains that you might see with trastuzumab. Perhaps it's just an artifact of small numbers of patients with very limited follow-up. So this is one of the casualties of the kinds of early success that they had with this trial. We don't really know how to optimally use this drug. I suspect that in North America, most of the trials moving forward and most of the clinical practice will start with concurrent use of trastuzumab with paclitaxel, as was done in the NSABP and intergroup study. And then in Europe and around the world, I think that people will probably finish the chemotherapy and then give the trastuzumab as their strategy based on their experience to date.